What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the third episode of the SW Cowboys podcast. I'm Luke, and today we are going to be talking about the NFL. So the topics of today's episodes are my week two predictions, my week one review predictions, the Cowboys versus Rams review, and then a Cowboys versus Falcons predictions. So let's hop into the first section, my week two picks. So let's start off on Thursday Night Football, which is tonight. This episode should be out before the game starts. So Bengals at Cleveland, you know, I think this one could be close. I don't really know, though. I need to see what the Browns can do. Obviously, they were playing the Ravens last week. It was a great team, but I need to see what they can do against a more average team like the Bengals. Obviously, the Bengals easily could have won last week. They missed an easy field goal to tie the game with 3 seconds left. But Joe Burrow really did show great leadership in the end of that final drive leading down the field. He showed amazing leadership, and I could definitely see, like, I just think that was a great showing of what could come for the future for the Bengals, and I'm excited to see them play. So I do think the Bengals will win tonight. Next up, New York at Chicago. I got Chicago for this one. I think it could be very close, though. New York obviously showed great things versus the Steelers last week, obviously they got to fix their O-line because Saquon was just horrible. Well, Saquon wasn't horrible. Their O-line was horrible. Saquon only got 6 yards last week. That's just, like, horrible all-time low for him, probably. I'm guessing. That's got to be the all-time low for him. But Chicago, obviously, has a great defense as well, so it could be really rough for them again this week. That's why I'm going to choose Chicago for this one. Atlanta at Dallas, obviously I'm a Cowboys fan. Obviously this is a Cowboys podcast. Obviously I'm going to pick the Cowboys, right? Yes, I am, but I think it is going to be close. Obviously the Rams did beat the Cowboys last week, even though I thought they were going to pretty easily beat them. Cowboys defense really did not play as good as I thought they were going to, and their offense obviously didn't as well. Our offense played fine. Our offensive line did not show up at all, though, and that's a problem. Versus this Atlanta team who has a great offense. I think it's going to be a shootout type of game. It's going to be crazy, but I'm here for it. And I do have the Dallas Cowboys winning this one because it's at home. You know, we got fans. I think we're going to come away with a victory. Detroit at Green Bay. I'm choosing Green Bay for this one. You know, I didn't have high hopes for Green Bay this year. I thought they were going to kind of slack off a little bit from last year, but Aaron Rodgers really proved me wrong last week. I mean, just absolutely dominated last week and versus the Vikings when I thought the Vikings were going to win that game. But they didn't, and Aaron Rodgers showed up, so I'm going to choose Green Bay in this one. Jacksonville at Tennessee. Jacksonville shocked the nation last week by beating the Colts. Jacksonville's arguably the worst team in the league, and they beat the Colts, who I thought might have a comeback season, but maybe not. And obviously they're playing a better team this week, though, at Tennessee. And I'm going to pick the Titans at this one. But who knows? Maybe Jacksonville surprises us again. I don't think it'll happen, though. Minnesota at Indianapolis. Like I said, Indianapolis is just very disappointing this season. So I'm going to choose Minnesota. If you lose to Jacksonville, I mean, I don't really – it's rough, guys. I don't see Indianapolis doing that well this year, I guess. Buffalo at Miami. I think this could be a very good game because Miami played well against the Patriots, and Buffalo, I mean, they played good versus the Jets, but, like, I feel like they should have beat them a little bit easier. But I'll still pick I think it could be very close, to be honest. I'm going to choose Buffalo just because I think they'll improve this week. You know, second week usually goes better for most teams, especially since we didn't have a preseason this year. A lot of teams, this was like their first time really getting out there and really getting proper feeling of how to play in this new COVID world. So I'm going to choose Buffalo for this one. I think they'll improve a lot more, and I still think Buffalo is a very good team. And then San Francisco at New York, blowout, San Francisco wins. But, you know, San Francisco did lose to the Cardinals last week, who, I mean, Cardinals are a lot better than the Jets, obviously. But I don't know. I just was surprised by that. I thought 49ers would pretty easily beat the Cardinals, but the Cardinals went out and got the dub. Los Angeles versus at Philadelphia. I think LA is going to win this one because, to be honest, Philadelphia really, really just let me down. Obviously, I'm fine with that because I hate the Eagles, but like, what? You lost to the Washington football team. You literally lost to a team with no name. Like, come on. It was just horrible. And now, look, the Eagles literally they got sacked 7 times last week. Carson Wentz got sacked 7 times, and now they're playing Aaron Donald. Oh my gosh. I don't know if Carson Wentz is going to make it through this game without getting injured. This is going to be insane to watch because obviously Washington does have a great D-line, but when you're going against one of the greatest defensive line talents of this century or this decade, I just think it'll be a massacre. So I think Los Angeles destroys them on the offensive front. Philadelphia can't do anything on offense, and then LA takes advantage and wins the game versus the Eagles as well. Denver at Pittsburgh. I got Pittsburgh for this one. I think it could be very close, actually. Denver did show some promising things. Pittsburgh also showed some very promising things. Juju popped off. He's the reason I lost my fantasy game. Come on, Juju. I'm happy to see him do well, though. I thought Juju was a little bit overrated after watching him last year. But, I mean, he played really well. I think he's trying to prove the haters wrong, and I'm one of them. So I don't want to be a Juju hater because I think he's an awesome guy. But I want him to do well. I would love to see Juju play well. So I'm going to choose Pittsburgh. I do think they're still a great team. Obviously, their defense is just incredible. And then I think if Juju can continue doing what he's doing, their offense could be top tier as well. Carolina at Tampa Bay, another game that I think could be very close. Carolina showed very, very promising things. Christian McCaffrey played incredible last week. Teddy Bridgewater played very well as well. And their defense was actually surprisingly okay, better than I thought. So, but they still lost to the Raiders, but it was a very close game. Now they're going versus Tampa Bay, who has a better offense than the Raiders, obviously, one of the best offenses in the league. So I do think Tampa Bay will win this one. But if Carolina can get their defense together, I could see them being one of the most underrated teams in the NFL. Washington at Arizona, two teams that I don't really know how they're 1-0. The two teams in the league, the two games in the whole league that I was just shocked to see the result. Actually, Colts versus Jags, I was shocked as well. But I got Arizona. I do think they're the better team than the football team. The football team. So funny every time I say it. But I do think Washington could put up a fight because they played great last week, and I'm here for it. I did say that Washington was an underrated team. I did not think they were going to beat the Eagles, but I did say they were a very underrated team, and I will stick by that, obviously. Kansas City at Los Angeles. I think this could also be a close one, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs. Los Angeles played okay. I mean, they played pretty good. Wait, lost? Did the Chargers win? Oh yeah, the Chargers did win. Chargers did win, but like I really don't know if I can give them that. Well, obviously I can give them that, but I don't really know how valid that win was to, like, let's be honest, Bengals missed a 30-yard kick, which it would send it to overtime, and Joe Burrow was playing really good, so I don't really know. But I got Kansas City winning this one. I still have mixed feelings about Los Angeles, or about the Chargers. They're now that, yeah, I don't know. I'm really confused with the Chargers team. I can't tell if they're gonna do good this year or if they're gonna play bad. So I'm excited to see them play, though, versus the Chiefs. Baltimore at Houston. I got Baltimore in this one. Houston didn't play great versus the Chiefs. Houston has a rough schedule, having to play the former Super Bowl champions and then the team with the best record last year. So I think they're going to go 0-2 to start. Baltimore gets the win. Lamar played incredible last week. J.K. Dobbins, who was on my bench in fantasy, dropped like 21 points or something like that. So I don't know. I might have to start him this week. Let's see if J.K. Dobbins can play really good again. So now we got New England at Seattle. I got Seattle winning this one, but I do think it could be close. I'm excited to see Cam and Russell play against each other. That's going to be a really fun matchup to watch. And yeah, I'm here for it. So I got Seattle winning it, though. I think it could be pretty close. New Orleans at Las Vegas versus the Raiders. I'm going to choose the New Orleans, but or the Saints, but I do think it could be, pretty close. So my top games to watch are the Cowboys versus the Falcons. Sorry, I couldn't even think. their team name for a minute. Cowboys versus Falcons. I think it'll be a really, really fun game to watch, to be honest. I don't want it to be close. I want the Cowboys to smoke them. But, you know, if the Cowboys, I think it will be close. So we'll see, though. Carolina versus Tampa Bay. Very, very underrated game, like I said. I think it'll be very close as well. Rams versus Eagles. Like I said, I think it'll be a close game again. But I don't know. Maybe I don't think there's really any way the Eagles can win this one. I think the Rams will either blow them out, or the Rams and Eagles, or maybe it'll be close. I really have to tell, though. Maybe Eagles just had a fluke week last week, or maybe they're that bad. Maybe they're really that bad to lose to the football team. Bills versus Dolphins, like I said, very good game. And then Patriots versus Seahawks. So now we're going to talk about my week one predictions, my score. I went 9-7 last week. I got 9 correct, 7 wrong. There were a lot of upsets last week. So, you know, the Colts, Jags, the 49ers, Cardinals, and then the Eagles won. That's 3 of them already. But one game that I did get wrong, just straight up, Vikings versus Packers. You know, I don't know why. But I thought the Vikings were going to get the win. Lions versus Bears. Like, obviously, that game was so close. Lions. J.K. Dobbins had a game-losing drop in the end zone. Made me mad. I was rooting for the Lions. Wanted to see them do well. Cowboys versus Rams, got that one wrong as well, which obviously could have gone both ways. You know, that offensive pass interference, Jalen Ramsey. What an actor. Jalen Ramsey, man. Just give him an Academy Award at this point for his acting skills. Very good. Such a flopper, but I'm not going to rant on that because it will make me angry. Washington versus the Eagles, I got that one wrong, obviously. 49ers, Cardinals, I got that one wrong. Chargers, Bengals, another one that was very close that I got wrong. Colts, Jags, another one that was close that I got wrong, but I didn't think it would be close, but for some reason it was. But yeah. So for the final part, I'm going to talk about what we did well in the Rams game and what we need to do well versus the Falcons to win. So for the Rams game, I think our offense played pretty good, actually. Zeke played amazing. I think he finished first, non-fantasy points, but like he finished first in running back rating last week, I'm pretty sure. Maybe it was Josh Jacobs. I don't remember. But Zeke played amazing. Dak played very good. He finished 7th in passer rating. Our wide receivers played pretty well, too. None of them over 100 yards, but all of them had solid stats. Obviously, Dalton Schultz did not, our new tight end. He had to step in because Blake Jarwin did tear his ACL, and I think he is out for the season. But he might be able to come back, you know, if we make the playoffs, maybe he can come back and step in. But I think we're going to have to sign a tight end because Dalton Schultz was not it. He dropped multiple balls last game. Even one that we could have got a first down on, a third down, I remember, down in the red zone. I'm pretty sure he dropped one. Another thing that I saw that was promising was our D-line. You know, that might shock you a little bit because they didn't play great, but Alden Smith looked pretty fantastic. And DeMarcus Lawrence didn't play horrible either. He did have a couple penalties, I think, but other than that, he played pretty well. And then, obviously, injuries hurt us. Like I said, Jarwin got hurt. We lost Leighton Vander Esch as well, which stinks. First game back, he didn't even last 15 minutes. He didn't even last 2 drives. And he's out for 6 to 7 weeks. Everson Griffin on our D-line played solid. You know, he has to work on the penalties a little bit, but I think he can come back and improve quite a bit. Our secondary, though, not great. We could not stop the pass, and we couldn't really stop the run either, let's be honest, but especially the pass. We have to improve on that next week because we're playing in a very good receiving core with Julio and Calvin Ridley. So that's scaring me a lot. But the thing that scared me the most was our O-line. Like, we legit had one of the best O-lines in the league last year, and last week we looked like one of the worst. Really bad. I do think it'll help to have Lyle Collins back. He's not coming back next week, but he will be back, I think they said, around week 4, maybe 5, somewhere around there. And obviously we were also playing Aaron Donald last week, who is a freak of nature and one of the best DNs of our time. I mean, he's just insane. But I think we will improve our O-line. I think we'll play a little bit better next week. Hopefully. The D-line on the Falcons is a little iffy. You know, it's still solid, but it's not anything like the Rams. So I think it will improve. But you know, there's, we'll have to see. Obviously, I said we were going to win last week, and we didn't. There was a lot of things that didn't go our way. Like, we should have kicked the ball to tie it up. Like, come on. What was that, Mike McCarthy? Why did we go for that? Why did we not kick the ball? What are you doing? Another one was the offense pass interference on Michael Gallup. That was not pass interference in any such way. Jalen Ramsey is just a flopper. Stuff like that. But really, I feel like we just need to take the L because we didn't play great last week, let's be honest. Sure, there's a lot of things that didn't go our way, but when it comes down to it, the Rams deserved the win. We deserve to take the L, and let's just go out and get dumb next week and forget about it. And yeah, let's just do that. I think next week we are going to absolutely destroy the Falcons on offense. I think we can score 30-plus on them pretty easily because we were playing a defense that was pretty solid, actually, in the Rams, but this defense is not nearly as good. Obviously, the Seahawks destroyed them last week on offense, and I think we can do the same because we have a pretty similar offense to the Seahawks, and I'm excited for it. But I'm extremely, extremely, extremely nervous for our defense next week. How are we going to guard Julio and Ridley? And obviously, we were getting sauced up by some guy named Brown last week. I think his name was Malcolm Brown. Now we have to go versus Todd Gurley, who was one of the best in the league a couple years ago before he got injured. But now he's back, and who knows? He's back in Atlanta, his hometown. So I don't know, guys. It's going to be rough. It's going to be a shootout. I'm calling it. I think I could see it both teams being plus 30 in points. I think it could get high up there, but I'm excited for it. I'm here for it. I'm ready for it, and I think we can go out and get the dub. I think if our defense can just step up a little bit from last week, just a little bit, maybe our D-line. If we can stop the run, I think we can win. I don't think we're going to stop the pass, let's be honest. Julio and Calvin Ridley versus our secondary is going to be rough. But if we can stop the run, we can get the win. I'm telling y'all. If we can stop the run, we can get the win. Anyways, guys, that's going to be the end of the episode. Thanks for listening to the third episode of the SW Cowboys podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave a follow if you want, if you have the time. I don't really care, but thanks for listening. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. I enjoy making them. If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can as well, at sw.cowboys, at sw.cowboys. So, thanks for listening. Next episode will come out next week, obviously, probably on Thursday, maybe Wednesday. But anyways, thanks for listening, and I'm out.